There was a 3-year-old boy who was secure in his daddy's arms as his daddy stood in the middle of the swimming pool. But as his daddy began moving in the direction of the deep end of the water, saying, "Deeper, deeper, deeper," the little boy began to be afraid and to panic. He clutched his father more and more tightly around the neck, even though his father's feet easily touched the bottom of the pool. If the little guy had stopped to think about his situation, he would have realized that there was no reason to be afraid. The water was over his head in the entire pool, no matter where his daddy stood. And if he wasn't being held up by his father, he would have drowned no matter what part of the pool they were in. As Christians, we sometimes feel like we are in the deep end of the pool, don't we, at times? We feel like maybe we're even close to drowning. We're looking for daddy to come and to help us and to hold us up. And there are times when we feel like panicking. And we forget sometimes who it is that is holding us, that it is God that is holding us up, and that he is fully committed to us, and that he won't let us go, no matter what. And we are secure in our salvation, and we are secure in our relationship to him. In Romans chapter 8, verses 26 to 27, we read these words. "In the same way, the Spirit also helps our weaknesses. For we do not know how to pray as we should, but the Spirit himself intercedes with us with groanings too deep for words. And he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he intercedes for the saints according to the will of God." This same God, this same Holy Spirit who intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words and does so in accordance to the will of his Father, will show his commitment to us in other ways as well. In Romans chapter 8, verses 28 to 30, we're going to find out what two of these ways are by which God shows his commitment to us. The first way we find in verse 28 of Romans chapter 8. So if you haven't turned there yet, this would be a good time to do that. Where it says, "And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose." The first way in which God shows his commitment to us is that he works all things together for our ultimate good. Everything that occurs in our life, everything that happens to us, even though it may not seem like it at the moment, ultimately works out together for our good. And it says that God causes all things to work together for good. So the question is, how many things? All things. Is it just some things? Or is it the things that we like? Is it the things that bring us joy? Is it the things that make us happy? Is it the things that make or meet our felt needs? Is it those things? Or is it all things? No matter how painful, no matter how unpleasant, or whatever. The Bible says here that God causes all things to work together for good. We do have to have a big picture perspective on our life as we consider this verse. Notice also the words, "work together for good," work together for good. All of life's events for the born-again believer in Christ Jesus do ultimately work together for our good, spiritually speaking. Now, what is that ultimate spiritual good that we're talking about here? What are we referring to? And in verse 29, we have the answer. It says, "to be conformed to the image of his son." In other words, the goal of the Christian life is not to have all our needs met. It's not to be happy all the time, but it is to be conformed to the image of his son, to become more and more like Jesus Christ. That's why we've been left here, as well as, of course, to try to evangelize other people and to share the gospel with others so they too can become saved. To be more like Jesus Christ, that's the goal. That's why we're here. And God takes those events in our lives and he makes them occur in such a way in order to make that happen in our lives, to make us more like Christ. You know, we don't grow much when everything goes really, really well. You're probably like me. I imagine that if you and I sat down and had a talk and we talked about what we would like and how we would like things to go, we would like things to go well. We would like to have everything taken care of, all of our needs met, no major problems, no major illnesses, never lose our job, always have our relationships going perfectly exactly the way we want them. But in reality, that's not the way life is it? Things happen that we don't like. We lose a loved one. The marriage sometimes founders on rocks. There are problems with the kids. The unemployment rate goes up and we get affected by that. All these things do occur in our lives. And God takes them and he uses them and he molds us and he causes us to be more mature in the faith and to be more like Jesus Christ. And it says that God causes all this to happen to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. Who's he talking about? Is he talking about everybody? Is he talking about all other religions? The answer is simply this. He's talking about believers. He's talking about those who are trusting in Christ and Christ alone for their salvation. Christians are called those who love our Lord Jesus Christ with a love incorruptible, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 24. And those in whom the love of God has been poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who was given to us, Romans chapter 5, verse 5. 1 John chapter 4, verse 19 tells us that we love because he first loved us. God loved us first, and now we love God in return. Left to ourselves, there would be no love of God for the average human being until they know Christ. The Bible says that we are the called according to his purpose, the called according to his purpose. And in verse 30, we see another reference to being the called. And the expression, the called, refers to what's known as the effectual call, or the call that has a result. It is the certain call of those people who are known as the elect, which brings them to salvation. In other words, God calls certain people to salvation, and he brings them to salvation through the work of the Holy Spirit as he regenerates them and convicts people of sin. And this popular comforting verse found here in 28 teaches that God is active, that God is directly involved in every believer's life. If you're a Christian, you're a Christian because God called you. Now you say, well, I prayed the prayer, I repented, I received Christ, I did all that. Yes, there's a human responsibility that's part of that as well, but ultimately, God is the one that called us to ourselves. And I know that we open up a big can of worms whenever we get into that discussion, but that's really what the Bible teaches. God is active. He is directly involved in every believer's life from the moment they were conceived to the moment they stand before